Bezras Hashem Yisparich, the halacha topic from Daf Beis in Meseches Erevin is the application of the halachos of a mavui as described in the Mishnah, transposed and applied to a dead-end street today, how one should construct an Eruv in such an instance on a dead-end street, as we see how the halacha develops from the rules of the Mishnayis and the Gemara through the Shulchan Aruch through to today's common examples. As you see from the diagrams that are given in many of the new Gemaras that illustrate what is a chatzer, what is a mavui in the time of the Gemara, there were a couple of houses that used to be open to a courtyard that would open to a mavui, a common thoroughfare that opened into a Rishus HaRabim. For example, take a look at the Oz V'Hadar diagrams in the beginning of the Masechta. Our Mishnah, of course, discussed a Mavoy Hasasum if it was closed on three sides. So then, Rashi alludes to the Mishnah later on Yud Aleph Amud Beis that tells us that since the Rishus is closed on three sides and is not a Rishus HaRabim, technically, min HaTorah, one could carry in that Rishus. However, midrabanan, they wanted to make sure that people would not carry from the Mavui into a Rishus HaRabim, and there was a requirement for a Lechi and a Korah to be constructed. If one simply learns these Mishnayos and these Gemaras, one could come away with an erroneous application to today's dead-end street. My wife and I, our first apartment was I and 27th on the dead end. Many who are familiar with Brooklyn know that because of the train tracks, there are many streets that are closed on three sides. There are two sides with apartment buildings. There is a third side that's closed. And then the mavui, if you will, that's closed on three sides, opens up to an avenue that might qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. We will discuss whether that avenue I qualifies as a Rishus HaRabim or not, and what is the definition of Rishus HaRabim. Either way, a dead-end street is a common phenomenon. And here's the question. Min HaTorah, if it's closed on three sides and only open to the fourth, there are many apartment buildings on I and 27th by the dead end. There are many apartment buildings on that block. And even if there are private homes that line the block, then in such a case as well, it's predominantly closed. It's omed meruba ala paritz. If one wants to be able to carry on that block, can one simply follow the advice of the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Peisham may say, to put up a 10 tfachim board called a lechi, if it's going to be vertical, or a horizontal korah. So here we have this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Samach Gimel, Seif Aleph, where the Mechaber tells us, and we will go through some important Seifim in Shin Samach Gimel, Mokom Sheesho Shalash Mechitzas, Asru Chacham Letalto Bo, Achiyase Shum Tikkun Berevius. There needs to be a Tikkun on the fourth side, Midrabbanan. What is that Tikkun? So here, there are two phenomena. One is the phenomenon of a chotzer. Let's say you have a courtyard that opens up to a Rishus HaRabim. So then, in such a case, the halacha is a little bit different than what we learned in the Mishnayos. And this is a Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, as understood by the Rishonim. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, chotzer shenifreitz b'milua, if there is a courtyard that is entirely open, ad eser amis, if it's up until 10 amos wide, niter bepas rachav arba tvachim. One would be allowed to carry only if you construct a pass. A pass is a board that is 4 tvachim wide, sheyamidenu mitzad echad b'makom haparutz. That will allow one to carry. Now this is a Gemara that says that not just simply a simple board like a lechi would be permitted, but rather one needs to put a board that is 4 tfachim wide and at least 10 tfachim high. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yud Gimel explains that since a chatzer is used for more personal purposes, one needs to construct greater mechitzos than one would need for a mavui. Hence, what we learned in our Mishnah actually applies to a mavui, that one will be allowed to carry in a mavui, which is not as private as a courtyard. In those days, in the courtyards, they would do private things like laundry and so on. So therefore, in order to be able to carry there, one would need, if it's nifrats b'melua, then by the mavui, then as our Mishnah said, along with the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amebeis, a lechi or a kura, kora would be enough to make it permissible to carry in that mavui. However, for a chatzer, there is a requirement of something more, and you need a pass of four tvachim. There's something else that everybody has to be aware of, and that is that we're discussing now, as our Mishnah had said, our Mishnah already warned us about this, only a case where the mavui is 10 amos or less in its width, opening up to a Rishus HaRabim. However, if it would be wider, then that would be a problem. I remember once going around in the Eruv in Camp Hask, showing it to one of the great poskim in America, Rav Belsky, and he pointed out that one needs to be careful with this opening of 10 amos, and there was an opening that we had that was just more than 10 amos, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein's position of the size of an amma. So one has to be careful. A lot of times, the area, whether it be a mavoi and a chatzer, would be more than 10 amos, and then neither a lechi, nor a korah, nor a pass would make it permissible. Okay, let's say we've got a dead-end street that has an opening that's less than 10 amos, and we want to find a way to be able to allow the people to carry on that dead-end street. What should be constructed? Here we have a very important comment from the Ramah in Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chavav. And that is, the Ramah comes along and he says that we do not use a korah and a lechi today to be matir, a three-sided domain that's closed on three sides, and to ascribe to it the din of a mavui. V'yesh Omrim says, Ramah denoagin o idl sakin kol hamuvos bitzuras ha-pesach. Dekol hamuvos shelonu yesh lehem din chatzeros. He's quoting a Trumas Hadeshen that nowadays, we don't view our mavui as being a full-fledged mavui. The reason for that is because once upon a time, as you look in your Oz V'Hadar diagrams in the beginning of our Masechta, there were two houses that opened up to a courtyard that allowed for a certain amount of privacy that then opened up to what we would call the street or the mavui. Nowadays, there are many houses that open up directly into the mavui, which means that the mavui has now turned into a chatzer, argues the Ramah. And for that reason, at least one would need a pas dalid. By the way, if you don't have a pas dalid, the Mechaber writes in the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel, you could have a lechi, a little bit of a lechi on one side, and a lechi on another side. Pshnei pasin shel mashuyin, says the Mechaber, in the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel. That, in theory, might be a possibility, but the whole notion of our Mishnayis, of a lechi and a korah, was thrown out based on the observation of the Trumas Hadeshen and quoted by the Ramah. And the Ramah says, v'aminik pashut l'saknein, and here is where the Ramah describes what today people call Eruv. L'saknein al yitei chevel hakoshur l'rochboi shel mavui. There was a string that went across. V'din chevel ze ein a korah. It's not considered a korah. Sha'irei ein rochbo tefach. A korah has to be the size of a tefach. V'lo ma'ani ele mitam tzuris ha-pesach. The Mahani Lamala Filu Begemi, Tzuris HaPesach could be made by having two boards, two sticks, vertical sticks that are going up, with a horizontal string going across. Now, we will devote at least one full halacha from the daily daf, discussing all of the halachas, how the string is supposed to be made, etc., etc. But for our purposes, the Ramah has thrown out the usage of a lechi and a korah, and the Mishnah Berurah says that it's kedai to follow those achronim who say that even two pasim should not be done, or a pas of four tvachim. Hence, the minhag today would be the only way one would close a dead-end street. We've gone from allowing a lechi or a korah to allowing a pas of dalid, which was also rejected in favor of the Tzuras HaPesach. And it seems to me to be the custom even today that even though there would be a lot of room to allow on the third side two small pasim of ten tvachim high or a korah, nevertheless the minhag is to construct a Tzuras HaPesach. Now there are some who have argued that maybe times had changed back closer to the time of the Gemara, that the pendulum had swung back from Krakow in the 16th century. In Vilna in the 18th century, things were different. The Chayei Adam writes in Klal Ayin Aleph that nowadays there are houses with real courtyards that open into a street. In the time of the Ramah, he said maybe there weren't in the time of the Trumas Hadeshen. But in Vilna, he says that there are. And it could very well be that for that reason, they have a din mavui. And therefore, there might be room to be makel, argues the Chayei Adam, to simply have a korah or a lechi. However, a poisik in Vilna, who later became one of the great poskei hadar in Eretz Yisrael, 150 years later, the Chazon Ish, in a famous piece in Or HaChaim Simen Samachei, Sifkaton Nun Beis, as well Simen Sadi, Sifkaton Chav Gimel, said that we don't have chatzeros today. The chatzeros were used for very private type of usages, and he says today the courtyards, for example, even the famous discussion in Eretz Yisrael is the Cheder Madregot for Hilchos Chanukah. This is a big discussion. Does that qualify as a chatzer? Chazon Ish said no. Many areas, the Chazon Ish said, does not qualify as a chatzer. Therefore, halachically, our buildings open directly into the street, and that street, therefore, we have to l'chol apachos, b'choshesh has a din of a chatzer, and hence, then, the rule of the Ramos Minig to construct a Tzuras HaPesach. And that is why I think the Minig Yisrael today, I have never seen a lechi or a korah just operative alone. Even for that matter, and I'm not a big bucky in Hilchos Erevin, I've not toured the world in Hilchos Erevin, but I haven't seen that used very, very often. It's always, almost always a Tzuras HaPesach is used. But for those people on Ayin 27th in Brooklyn, there's one more caveat. And that, of course, is the famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which we will devote a separate halacha from the daily daf to Rav Moshe's position, where Rav Moshe felt that if the city is a Rishus Rabim, Rav Moshe felt strongly that Brooklyn has a din Rishus Rabim, he felt all of its roads, including, I heard from Rav Shlomo Pearl in the name of Rav David Feinstein Shlita, including the dead-end streets in those areas as well, all of it becomes a Rishus HaRabim, and as we will learn, if it's a full Rishus HaRabim, even a Tzuras HaPesach will not help, only full-fledged mechitzos, there would have to be a full mechitza opened across the entire crosswalk of the dead-end street, opening to the avenue, to allow for the area to be an area that one can carry, as well as presumably legally turning it into a Rishus HaYachid, which is beyond our scope right now, which we will get to later on in the Masechta. So what we see here is a beautiful progression from the Halachos to the Mishnah to the application Bizman Hazeh, in how to deal with a street that is closed in three sides, Bizman Hazeh, if that area is not a Rishus HaRabim, according to Rav David Feinstein, this would not apply in Brooklyn. The way in which the area that is closed on three sides won't be able to carry would be if one would make an appropriate Eruvei Chatzeres and Shitufei Mevos, as well as, according to the Ramah, construct a Tzuras HaPesach, and our Minig is not to treat it as a Mavui, as designed by the Mishnah on Beis Amin Aleph, or as a Chatzer, as designed by the Gemara on Yud Beis Amin Aleph. This concludes the Halacha from Daf Beis in Maseches Erevin.